me.
You and what up?
What's up?
What's up with you?
Chilling.
You know, I didn't even know it was a holiday.
What holiday is it?
It's like President's Day.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a holiday.
I didn't know either. Somebody told me yesterday. They're like, tomorrow's a holiday. I was like, it is? They're like, yeah.
I had no clue. Not gonna lie. I had no idea.
I don't think anybody knows. Like, what is a holiday now? I mean,
what is President's Day? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it celebrating the presidents? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I guess generally, like, all of them at once. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a holiday forever. Well, at least, you know, for a long time. Obviously, we got to jump off with the food.
My mom made me a scrambled egg.
She made you a scrambled egg?
Yep.
That's something. That is something. Did you, we could talk about Valentine's Day more later, but did you do anything food-related for Valentine's Day? Not candy-related, because that's different, but...
Well, my parents had actually made... My dad had made pizza, so we got pizza.
So we, like, made homemade pizza?
Yeah. We had homemade pizza, so we didn't even have to make any food, which we were happy about, because we were going to order food, but then, you know, he
didn't
made
have
pizza,
to.
And we're like, shit. But we actually, yeah, we had the pizza. Mm-hmm.
I had pizza over the weekend. In fact, I think that's all I ate yesterday, was pizza. I had a frozen pizza in my refrigerator.
With cheese? What's that? Cheese?
Yeah. You know, broke my own rule.
Yeah, I know you know. You're trying to stay away from the...
Or at least, like, stay away from a lot of cheese.
Right.
It's really difficult. So many things with cheese are delicious. But over the weekend, here's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has happened twice now, but in the past week, I've ordered Postmates.
Right.
How has the food gotten to me within, like, 20 minutes? 20! Not like an hour, some, you know, a lot of times it's an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
This shit was, like, 20 minutes. I thought, well, maybe it's because the place was so close. But one time, it was Moe's Southwest Grill. And then Saturday, it was Chick-fil-A. 20 minutes. Like, I ordered it and wasn't even thinking about it. And it was like, oh, your food's on its way. Oh. Like, the driver's on, like, 10 minutes later. It's like, what's
I haven't even thought about, the crazy thing, I feel like I haven't thought about Moe's in so long.
I think Moe's is, like, an underrated Mexican place.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, okay... You still haven't had La Perilla yet, have you?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we
know
what we're doing.
We got to do it next time when I come through.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So Moe's is like in between. It's not like Taco Bell is definitely fast food. But I feel like Moe's is kind of in the middle. You know what I mean? Because they hand make it for you. But the quality is, okay, I got it. Okay, Taco Bell is like Subway, and Moe's is like Witch Witch. Quiznos, yeah, similar.
Yeah, because we don't have a Witch Witch up here.
You got Quiznos, though?
Yeah, so I guess it would be more like, I think we have a Quiznos.
I haven't had Quiznos in probably 12 years.
Yeah, I think it would be Quiznos.
I went to Witch Witch a few, damn, that's actually a few months ago now. I feel like I had told you this because I told you the manager saw me over by Witch Witch.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that? And he was like, how come you haven't come in? I was like,
yeah.
I felt like really on the spot.
They say where your ass been at, right?
It was like seeing an ex or something or somebody you
like, oh, hey, how have you been?
Yeah, and you're like, I'm seeing another restaurant.
I see another restaurant, sorry.
Oh, by the way, they asked where you and Pamela were too.
Really? We only went there one time.
We went in there one time. It's okay. It's kind of the impression we make.
That's the lasting impression that we leave. That's what happens when you're disabled. You're like, where are those little gimps?
We did roll in there like a little clown car.
Yeah, like all of us are. Bro, that's actually hilarious. I mean, I get it. Can't even be mad. It's just funny. Like I totally forgot that. Like legit, we were like all there at one time.
We were. And you know, somebody's holding the door like, damn, one, two, there's more. You know,
like they're saying like triplets.
Triplets, yeah, and of different nationalities, like. Yeah. We represented like we were like the America, like what is like an old Benetton ad, like our Tommy Hilfiger ad from back in the day.
I just feel like it was like light and then darker and then darker. Well, because you and Pamela are kind of, y'all are both light actually.
We're fair skinned, yes.
Yeah, you're pretty fair, and I'm the darker of the. Yeah, all pasty for sure. But that's okay, you know? Maybe, you gotta have a little pace.
We could be part of... Who is it that Kanye just teamed up with? Wasn't it like Old Navy?
Oh, I don't know. He's teamed up with one?
Some brand. We could be like their spokespeople. Yes. Like, you're hitting so many... You're ticking so many boxes with just us.
Right.
Kanye, call us.
Yeah, so you know where to find us.
Yo, and yo, this is Simon Illo.
And this is Jay.
And it's the Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast, brought to you via Zoom and the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm, and you can get the desktop app, you can get the app for your phone, all that. You can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast that you will be handed upon birth with your social security number. And who produces this podcast?
No, just Ilkami LLC.
That's right, and water. And we're going to keep reminding you, hydrate everybody.
Make sure you hydrate.
That's right. So Valentine's Day yesterday, you know, I'm single as a Pringle. Mm-hmm. So although I'll say this, hung out with Malia Saturday evening. We watched Bridesmaids.
How was that?
It's hilarious.
Watched that movie, but I've seen the, like, I think I've seen snippets of it, but never the actual whole movie.
Okay, it's funny you say this. I'm going to tell you why. Because I've seen Bridesmaids. Like, it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But when we watched it, I only remembered certain scenes. It was like I had selective amnesia because I didn't remember the beginning of it. All these things. That was Malia's. Like, I remember this part. I was like, no. Mm-hmm. But then main parts, I was like, oh, yeah, this is hilarious. It was really strange. Anyway, I digress. So here's the weird thing.
Is there a scene with the toilet in there? I mean, the sink?
Yeah,
They all get food poisoning?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in a dress shop.
Yeah,
get food poisoning.
And then they start shitting. Okay, that's the... Yeah, I've seen part of it.
Okay, and then the girl shits in the middle of the street.
Yeah, that's like the most memorable.
It's so nasty.
Yeah,
okay, so out there, if you haven't seen Bridesmaids, now you know a little bit about it. Anyway.
Get you excited, I don't.
That's right. I'm going to give you my Valentine's Day recap real quick, because I'm sure yours has more highlights. I don't mean that in a pity party kind of way. But yesterday, surprisingly, my friends Evan and Abby came over, and they brought me some hot sauce that I really like, because they pick it up when they go grocery shopping, because Abby really likes it, and we found out we both like this hot sauce, so they picked up a bottle for me. But here's this nice thing. They called me. They're like, "Hey, can we swing by and bring something over?" So I was like, "Yeah." So I assume it's the hot sauce, which it was. But then they break out this little box. Yo, Jay, it was like a box of four. They were like cupcakes, but they were square. So they were like basically little tiny cakes. Jay,
ooh, nice.
Strawberry cake.
Yo, where did they get it from?
Do you want me to grab the box? I can show you.
Yes, I need.
All right, just entertain everyone.
Hello, everybody. So, Simon's about to give us the review for these cakes. And I really like cakes, so honestly, I'm super excited about this, to be real. I don't know if y'all noticed I got a haircut recently. All right, that's all I have.
I can hear you the whole time. That was good. You covered well. Okay,
thank
so
you.
This
I
is
try my best.
McIntyre's Bakery in Smyrna, Georgia.
How do you spell it? McIntyre.
M-C.
I found it. No worries.
So now here's the thing. There were four little cakes in here. I ate one, and I gave one to Malia.
Okay, let me see.
But here's what they were. I'm going to tip it. Like,
how and then they fall right on the left.
Let's see how we can tip it.
Oh, I like it. I see. Oh, yes. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on their website right now.
Anybody that's just listening, these are like little square cupcake type things, but they're the icing on it. Malia said they were like donuts, like donut icing.
Okay.
It's like a really good. Anyway, shout out to Evan and Abby for bringing that over. And, I got to see their son. He is 2 years old now. He's awesome. Good to see him. Anyway, so that was one thing. Now here's the funny thing. Is Patrick's in-laws came by too yesterday. And here's a funny thing. They always bring me stuff. They've been bringing me things through this whole pandemic era. And yesterday they not only brought me groceries, they brought me cake as well. So, and I don't know, that's in the kitchen somewhere. But they brought me this cake. I was like, yesterday was cake day, so I made out pretty good for Valentine's Day. Oh, and I got a candle. Malia gave me a candle.
That's so
by
nice.
By the way, if anyone knows me, it's Malia. And I love me some candles.
That's
okay. Yeah, literally, I have a candle up. So there's a lot of good cakes at that. There's a lot of good cakes at that McIntyre's. So, do they have a good menu over there?
Yeah, I was looking at it. As you know, they have cheesecakes over there. They have the cake squares. You can get logos on them.
Oh, nice.
So,
need to get
I'm on there
mini
now.
Producer.
They got mini producer ones.
Mini producer cake.
Rosebuds, polka dots, daisies, squiggles, storks, scripted names, wedding shower ones, baby charms, baby booties, scripted monogram, and then the flavors.
Baby booties?
Yeah, I know. What'd they put an actual little baby, like, butt cheek looking thing? Anyway, they come in classic vanilla, strawberry, red velvet, and chocolate. Those are the flavors. They also have pies, pecan pie, apple pie, peach pie, blueberry pie, cherry pie, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie.
Oh my gosh.
Lemon ice box, chocolate ice box, Reese's peanut butter cup pie, peanut butter smoothie, coconut ice box, chocolate meringue, lemon meringue, coconut meringue, and mini pecan pies.
Dang, McIntyre's, what are y'all doing?
They also have bread, different things. Different bread. I'm not gonna list everything. They have sandwiches. Fuck.
So it's like a full bakery, like a deli.
Yeah, and I already said the pie. Did I say the pies? Yeah, I said the pies. They got pastries, pastries. They got donuts, gourmet cookies, and then cheese specialties, and then apple, banana, and pumpkin bread.
That's wild. Look, I like a good bakery. A good make. You could live your life in a bakery.
Yeah. I only got wedding, where you can do wedding cakes. That's just so interesting to me. Like, they just have so much stuff.
They must have multiple locations. Because, here's the thing. Maybe not. They gotta have multiple locations. Right? Wouldn't there have to be one in Atlanta? This is Smyrna, but...
It looks like there's only that.
Dang, okay. Well, alright. Anyway, any of our listeners in Georgia...
Oh, wait, no, they have one in Dallas.
Oh.
So it looks like they only have two.
So Dallas, Georgia, though.
But yeah,
Dallas, Texas.
And hopefully, Dallas, Georgia. Well, because it says McIntyre's, there's the one in Smyrna, and then when I look it up on Google, it looks like they also have one that's in Dallas, Georgia.
Got you. Well, they've become the sponsor today because we've given them like a giant advertisement.
Yeah. Okay. But let's move on.
There's nothing wrong with that though. But the cake is delicious. Shout out to them.
Shout
how out. Was your Valentine's Day? Like, what? How did the gift giving go? Was there candy involved?
Pomelo gave me my stuff early because I'm kind of. Impatient, like I don't really care too much about what day it is, you know. Okay. I just like an idea, an excuse to have candy. So she gave me some candy, and she actually gave me two flowers. I know.
Nice.
I thought that was kind. So
that's sweet.
Yep, and I already ate all my candy before Valentine's Day.
Okay. What kind of candy did you get?
I got a Hershey's bar that was the cookies and cream. And then I got a ring pop that looked like a heart. I got two Krabby Patties that are gummy snacks.
I saw you post about those.
Yeah, she ate the other one and I ate one.
Nice.
I didn't realize how tough they were to eat until...
Those things are, they're tough.
Oh, man,
somebody got me the little... Somebody got me the little ones.
Those are hard.
They make
too.
Really tiny ones. Yeah, they're.
Yeah, I've had those little ones. The big one, oh my gosh, it's a lot. But it was. I'm still grateful. So thanks.
Of course.
And then, she got me Cheetos because I like Cheetos. And then I got. I was trying to think about. It. I like look back to remind myself. And then I had Airhead. It came in a blue heart-shaped container, and it came with one Airhead that was, like, blue raspberry or something like that.
Nice.
And I don't think I miss...
I was about to ask you, is the Airhead thing sour?
Not really, no.
Okay, I don't know if I've ever had Airhead.
No, they're not really sour. They're, in the middle. Kind of tart, I guess.
The thing when I was young called it. Atomic Warheads.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
Which I think they were really hot ones and they're really sour ones.
Mm.
So, ooh, what is this?
Pomelo went to Starbucks.
Oh, nice.
And she didn't want all of it, so she gave the rest to me. She said it was too shit. Or too much. And I was like...
This is a job for
Jay. I am the perfect candidate. Now, as far as her, she got a bunch of stuff. I mean, I got good stuff. I mean, I don't really require anything, you know, so I was just happy with whatever. I would have been happy with a piece of chocolate, honestly, but that's just me. But I got her a lot of things prior, so I had gotten her a stuffed bear. I got her a bear and a little bear that can't have chocolates in it from Godiva. And then a box of chocolates. But then for actual Valentine's Day, she's been wanting this Hello Kitty plush toy.
Mm-hmm.
She's wanted a Hello Kitty plush toy. So I got her one in Hello Kitty dressed up as a a unicorn. It's actually pretty cute, not gonna lie. She posted it on Instagram. I got her 2 boxes of chocolate. I got her this candy that just mixed two Mexican candies because I had eaten a lot of them. So I got them again. And I've already eaten some of it again, but I'm really pacing myself this time. So I got her that. I also got her a Patrick, a Mahomes. I guess his name's Patrick. I don't know. Anyway, I got her a Mahomes figure, well, action, bobblehead, whatever thing. I also got her a mug that has the ramen noodles little thing on it, like cartoon ramen noodles. You don't see it. She's got it on Instagram. And what else? A hat that says Super Bowl champions with the year that the Chiefs won their first, you know, the first Super Bowl.
Right. Probably made her feel better about this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, I believe that was it.
And here's the thing. That was like Christmas part two. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't her birthday next week?
For her birthday, I gave her her gift early. I actually I had a ring customized. My granddad, he passed away not too long ago. And so my dad's dad, not my mom's mom, not my mom's dad, my dad's dad, he passed away, and he had all this jewelry that he just had. Like real shit too, like diamonds and shit. I was like, fucking these things, granddad. Anyway, so I got her one of the rings.
We touched base about that. Yeah, you got it sized down.
Yeah.
So was she surprised?
Oh yeah, she really liked it. I mean, it's a really nice ring. It's got champagne diamonds. I think it's I think it's like 10 karat, 14 karat, I don't know, something.
Very nice. So
shout out to my granddad. May he rest in peace. Cause
that's right, Grandpa.
I know that shit was probably not gonna be in my budget. Really, she would have gotten one from Walmart. Not that there's anything with Walmart, but
no. Well, I think with anything,
I fuck with Walmart because Walmart got some good shit too. For real.
I will say this is, and how do you feel about this? I would think you would agree. Well, maybe so. The thought is what counts of times, because some people, I think you run into some danger when, if you're with somebody and they're worried, like, how much did you spend on this? And it's like, what about if it's like special? Like, what if it is I think actually one of my good friends, he got one of his, someone's like, you know, down the line, kind of like your gift to Pamela. I think he got like his, well, who became his fiance and then wife's, like grandmother's old ring, like something that's been in the family forever. It did the same thing and got it sized as like an engagement ring or something.
She
and like,
loved it.
She freaking loved it. Yeah, it's like, it's the thought. Like, I do feel bad when. I mean, it's unfortunate there are some individuals in this world that think like that, where it's like, well, how much did you spend on it? It's like, what about the thought? Like, how well do you know? I think a well-thought-out gift is way more important than an expensive gift.
Now, she was so excited about her stuff with Valentine's Day, she's like, this is me in a fucking bag. Like, everything I picked out was, like, stuff that I knew.
Yeah, but then... Like, but that, okay, so this is our gift-giving guide today. Here we go. It really is, if you like somebody, you care about somebody, whatever capacity that is, if you really know them, like, you know what they like, you really can't go wrong, because, like, if somebody just, like, because I've known people all over the board, they'll just buy you, like, whatever it is they buy people, you know? It's like, this is what I buy everyone. Like, okay, but what about... you know, you as an individual. You know what I mean? That'd be like me buying you like some regular size shoes. Like,
Yep.
you know, like, I just want to do like shoes. Are these your size? Oh, I don't know. Like, let's figure that out. But if you say, oh, I know Jay really likes this or this, like this, you know, whatever, and then something very specialized where you're like, shit, you really know me. So it's like a perfect thing. The hot sauce yesterday. Somebody will go, how the fuck is hot sauce to give? Well, it's something that me and my friend like, and I love it. I use it for every damn thing. And you can't just get it anywhere. And when they went out and got theirs, they got me one. It's like, that's what I'm talking about. Gifts.
Yeah, it makes a difference. It makes a difference for sure. And that's what helped me. I mean, because I know she likes that stuff. So, you know, I think it made a difference.
Do you think that also, well, I mean, we kind of said it by saying that people put a lot of emphasis. See, well, at least where I come from, it's really weird. This is kind of the opposite, but we talked about like poverty mindset and things like
yes.
that. Now, the irony about the poverty mindset is this, is that if you look at some of the wealthiest people and look at the things they do or their daily habits or the things they wear, the cars they drive, it's not anything nutty. Like, you have some of the like wealthiest people and they probably drive like a Honda Accord to work or something, you know what I mean? And they could have $1 billion in the bank. But that's how they got to that point, was not going nuts and going, oh, I need this Lamborghini and a couple of these. Because it's across multiple cultures is to like what's the real value? You know what I mean? Like, because we talk about, we both like shoes. That's something we have in common. Now, I'm the type of person, I probably spend a little more on shoes. That's what I'm saying. Like, but I also know that it wouldn't define me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need them. I like them. But it's ironic that it is a poverty mindset to value those kind of things. Because even in, and I, by the way, I only say this because I experienced it growing up. It was within my family, not everyone, but with some people, it was like the amount of money you spent on someone was supposed to equal how much you loved them. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I spent this much on you.
Which I still think in today's, I think in today's world, you still, unfortunately, you can still deal with that, you know?
Yeah. It happens. It happens quite a bit.
I just don't get,
So, and it's not like, you know, even, you know, someone I know, they emphasize, which is something I'm trying to do more now that I'm older, is to emphasize experiences over gifts.
Yes.
Which is kind of tough in this era because we can't do a whole lot. But it is true. It's like, wouldn't you rather go do, like even with you and I hanging out, like, that was so much fun because even as simple as it was, you're actually doing something, you're creating memories. Whereas you can just buy something and it's like, okay, what is this? Like, I'm probably going to, you know, use whatever this is and then either forget about it or whatever. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in Singapore, and stop me if I told you this. I know, I'm worldwide. And she was saying something very profound. She said that she was hanging out with her nieces and nephews, and like, she'll take them out just, you know, for a day, just to go do something. And she was telling me these rules that she has set up, which were kind of dope, actually. Which you would think, oh, you want to hang out with your auntie, you don't want all these damn rules. But she said, no, it's because when we when I take my nieces and nephews out, we go somewhere to experience something.
Oh, nice.
She said, we'll go to the science museum, or go to a park, or to a lake, or, you know, like, something to see something, experience something.
That's nice.
Here was the coolest thing she said. She said, and when I hang out with them, I will not buy them anything.
Oh.
She said, she'll buy them food, obviously.
Starve.
Right, yeah. Like, can't spend money. It's not about that. She's like, I don't buy them toys and gifts. She said, because we're hanging out. This is our time together. And we enjoy that. Now, she said something interesting. She said, if they want to, we could visit, like, a toy store or whatever, but they will not leave there with anything. But what she does is she says, I take them there, and I see what they like. So when I do want to buy them a gift, I know what to get them.
Oh.
A smart woman.
That is so different. I like that.
Thank you. And that's why I brought it up, because it is different. Like, when I was a kid, my grandparents, they wanted to, like, if they took me to a store, they wanted to buy something and get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're like, what do you want? Oh, you want that? You want the Lego set? All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you know, but, like, that's more, like, memory-based. Like, you know, you're just hanging out. Like,
right.
Experiences, you know?
Yep, like, remember when we went to the planetarium and...
That's actually really nice, because I feel like you kind of... I mean, I feel like kids don't really remember the toys and stuff all that much, more than they do, like, actual experiences.
Okay, you're scaring me, because that's almost word for word what she said to me. She said, I'm going to buy him a toy, and 10 minutes later...
They're going to move on to the next thing.
Yep, she said they're not going to remember it. I was like, you are the best. Oh, my God.
I would believe that, though, because I personally don't really remember any of the toys that much that I got. But, I mean, I remember different trips that my parents... Because my parents and I, we were fortunate to be able to go on vacation, like, every year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so...
So where did you go? Like, any...
I know we went to Puerto Rico.
Damn,
which I faintly remember. I was much younger, but I still faintly remember. My mom and I, we went on a trip together. We went to Ohio, and we also went to San Antonio in that same week. So we, like, stayed...
Damn.
We stayed in Ohio for a little bit, and I think we went to San Antonio or vice versa, whatever. But,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we tried a bunch of food and stuff like that.
That's super
cool. Yeah, no, I actually think that's dope. No, and now that I think about it, like, that is really dope about, you know, focusing on memories instead.
Yeah. My family, we really didn't go anywhere. My grandpa took me to a baseball game once in Chicago, was like, that was a miracle. We did go to Washington, D.C., once for something, and where did we go? I think we went to Six Flags.
Oh, how was that?
In St. Louis. It was pretty good. It's pretty cool, actually. We went for our senior trip in high school, too. That was a senior trip. Back in those days, your whole class would go to Six Flags.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, traveling and experiences and doing things like that are definitely...
That's
much more impactful, yeah. Than, like, remember that, you know, G.I. Joe I bought you, or, you know, that My Little Pony, whatever, toys back in the 80s. I wonder what it's like, though, now. I mean, you're at least in your mid-20s.
Yeah, I'm literally in the mid-20s because I'm 25.
The mid-20s. That should be the podcast title, the mid-20s.
Yes.
So, but it's interesting. Think about kids now, if you're a teenager, like my niece. She's 14. Like, always had smartphone, basically. No, I mean, She really has. Because I think
Oh, yeah.
the first iPhone came out in 2007. So that's, I think, the year she was born.
Dang.
Damn, that's crazy. Anyway, so yeah, never knowing a world without
I was gonna
without
say social
social
media.
media, that's kind of crazy to think. So, but I wonder how their experience, I think experiences will be even more important then, because you're like really into your phone. At least I know when I was a kid, in that era, we would go outside and play, and you'd
Yeah, because
play
y'all
with
don't
your friends
have
in the
y'all like
neighborhood.
phones weren't that prevalent or necessary.
They just started picking up when I was graduating high school,
Yo,
like
that's
when
a.
people start getting like
It sounds like
beepers
you're dating yourself. You're like, back in high
and
school,
back in my
they
day.
finally had those cell phones. I
Them
don't know how the kids
cellular.
fucking did it.
I had a cell phone in college. I didn't really need it.
What kind of phone did you have? I'm curious.
Well, my first cell phone was it was Ericsson, which wasn't even a flip phone. It was like a bulky, it was like this big, and it was like this thick. Yeah, it was like a little brick, and it got hot when you talked on it too much.
Oh no.
And then, oh, like this is definitely, we're going down memory lane. Here's where it got good
Memory.
though. When
Tell me.
I was in college, and I was, you know, making beats and trying to look cool. By the way, poverty mindset in my head. I thought I had to have the best shit. I was broke. I had a StarTAC, which was the
What is
first, if you look up StarTAC, flip phone,
I'm about to
it
look
was
it up.
the first flip phone that was like this big, and it was like tiny, but it flipped open.
Oh
That was
shit, I see it right now.
the highest technology you could get when I was in
Yo,
college.
and this is a Motorola.
Motorola flip phone, yep,
Oh
StarTAC.
my gosh, this looks so fucking old.
That thing was badass. Look, if
That's
you,
fucking wild.
I had that thing and people were like, God damn, he's doing something. I was like, I'll tell
That's
you what I'm doing.
crazy.
I'm paying my bills.
Paying my bills, bitch. No, okay. That's funny as fuck. Well,
Here's the
it's
thing. Here's the great thing
so
about
old.
it. I mean, it's smaller than an iPhone. Well, not much smaller. But it was so expensive. It was so expensive. You back in those days, you would get like 250 minutes a month. A
Damn.
month. And they would charge you up the ass. You'd be paying like $150. Not
Shit for
smart.
that.
Yeah. Oh, and the phone itself was like 500. So
Yo, that's
anyway,
hilarious.
didn't need it at all. I had it. And then I went to having through having so many different cell phones. I had like the T-Mobile Sidekick. I had a two-way Sky Pager. That was the thing in the music business. And then but that's what led to the Sidekick. Everybody in the music business had a Sidekick back in like
Really?
2005, 2006, yes.
Damn.
And that's when they start coming out with a tiny flip phone, where you get like Samsung made this little tiny one, and it had the video camera. And I had that and a Trio, home
Trio.
Trio.
What is that? Sounds really actually familiar. I remember when
Looked
those.
like a BlackBerry.
Yeah, I remember when BlackBerry was like really popular, if that makes sense. Like back in the like I feel like now things have changed so much. Like I got my first iPhone was the 4.
Nice.
So it's kind of crazy that we're now on a fucking 10.
Yeah, well, I'm on an
No, not 10,
11.
sorry, a 12, right?
Around 12, yeah.
Fuck, I have to keep up. I said 10. Yeah, shit. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's kind of crazy to think about how things have changed so much. You know what I mean? In regards to that shit.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know what's really interesting? And this is definitely going to sound like an old man thing. And now, I'm actually curious about your opinion on this, because you're young, and I've been in your spot, obviously. And when I was young, I thought, you know, old people are pretty much, you know, kind of dumb, and we're out of touch with things. But the older I get, I feel like we have to be careful about that, because obviously there's some ignorant older people, but there are some really wise old people too, or older people. And I think, like, because in my estimation, by the way, I love technology. Think about us. Like, we can't do what we do without technology. Like, literally, like, not literally. Just music, but, like, getting around and living independently. We need technology. So I love technology. It's just a case of, with communication technology, I feel like we've lost the ability to communicate a lot too. Because, like, people communicate through a cell phone where you can't. And I don't mean not always. It's got its benefits, of course. But there's so much you can't get out of a phone. And I think it doesn't help any of the problems we have in society. Because it's like if all you know is the internet or through the phone, but you don't get out in the world and meet people and actually talk to people and get to know them. Right. I think that's a problem. Right. Because then all you know is what you're being fed on the internet, you know.
Right. Which is not always like true. A lost art of, like, conversation.
Lost art of, yes. Absolutely. Because think about us, like, you and I are good communicators. You know, in different ways, but we're good. And, like, but when we hang out, I like hanging out with you because we can talk about whatever, and it could be funny, it could be stupid, it could be trivial, it could be disgusting, like, whatever. But it's like, that's how we get to know each other.
Thanks.
You know, but if we're always just texting each other, because we all know this, we've talked about it before, is, you know, if you text someone, you don't know if they're going to get what you meant.
Yeah, it can be perceived.
Or if they text you, you go, what's that mean? Like, are they mad at me?
You say that? Are you pissed?
yeah.
What the fuck?
And like one little thing can throw it off. Like if you put the wrong, you know, punctuation or something, and you'd be like, what? Like, you know, and I think it takes something from, but also I think what it does too is I feel like people don't always say what they mean, which they kind of don't do that in person a lot too. But, and I think it does both. I think sometimes you don't say what you mean, but also I've definitely been bold. I've been more bold on a text than I would have been in person.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Common. Yeah. That is common for a lot of people to kind of be, like, more confident when it comes to texting than when they have to be in person.
Because you're like, wow, I probably wouldn't have the guts to say that in person. Yep. But I think it's the combination of that with the possibility of being misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because what if you go, you take a chance of saying something, and somebody's like, wait, what did you mean by that? And you're like, gosh. I gotta explain it.
So, yeah. No, that's
fucking true. I don't know. It's also, I think too, when especially through social media, we have a lot of chances to edit ourselves.
Yes.
That's the other thing is, like, sometimes you're better off saying something that's more heartfelt. Because if you try to type it, you're trying to articulate it, and you're like, no, maybe I should change that word. You know,
but you gotta put like emojis.
Okay, perfect example. Yesterday I was texting with KB, so
Thank you.
And we were gonna talk yesterday, but we both ended up being pretty busy. I texted him. I said, "Hey, you have time to talk?" And he's like, "I just cooked dinner for me and my girl, and we're about to watch a movie." So, damn. I said, "All right, well, I'll let you do your thing." And I said, it wasn't even a joke, but I said, "Happy Valentine's Day." And I was like, "Wait, I don't know how he'll take that." So I literally put three of the muscle emojis after it just to soften it. And we both LOL. I was like, didn't want to two
Too.
bros. Like, happy Valentine's Day. You gotta masculine it up with some emojis. Anyway, I thought it was hilarious at the time. I guess.
I do you?
I'm just saying from one guy to another, I didn't know how it would come out. Some people
Oh,
are.
you thought too. Oh, well, I guess it's because it's you and KB, because I wouldn't have, I guess,
Well,
thought it
that's
would matter.
no, no. But that's the thing. With some people, I wouldn't have.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
if it was,
Well, you're
but
just
if
saying
it's
for him, his
with
perception
our rapport, yeah,
is
our
different.
rapport is always like we talk about guy shit. You know what I
Right.
mean? And we talk about
Right.
sports, and we talk about this. So when I said it, I was saying it. I was being sweet because I mean he's a friend of mine. You know what I mean? And but the fact that I said it, but I was compelled to put these emojis. Is what made it funnier. Because I was like, oh
Right.
yeah, let me put some tough emojis behind that to like soften it up.
I see. I understand.
That was just, I had to explain the joke of it's not always, I don't always come up with winners.
It's okay. No, I get what you're saying now.
What
I
else has
get it.
been going on? I know we're actually running through this today quite
Yeah.
quickly, but what any cool things popping up
No,
going
to well today actually, I did a someone consulted me. I did not do consultation. Someone consulted me, and it was actually really nice because, as you know, I've done different consultations here and there, and some people are just kind of bullshitters when it comes. They just getting a quick buck and whatever. But today's guy was. I feel like I was doing those Fiverr videos where it's like I had where you have like three people do something at different price points and you see who you get the most value. And a lot of times you get the most value from the person who charges the least amount of fucking money. So this guy, it was only $50, which for the value that he gave, honestly, I was like, well, it's fucking insane. But okay. And the shit that we talked about, it's not like it's necessarily, oh, it's groundbreaking information. It's all, but like things that you may not be thinking about, or you may have thought about, but been like, oh, well, maybe that's not such a good idea, or whatever it is. So, like today, we talked about little things like my website, right? Things that I didn't even fucking think about, to be honest. He was telling me about like the color scheme, how like my red kind of looked orange, which I didn't even really think about, but he's like, why does it kind of look orange? And then I dark, he's like, yeah, see, that looks more like red. And I was like, fuck. Like, and stuff that you're not thinking about, little stuff that like doesn't, but branding wise, we were talking about. And then also, I have my beats organized differently now. So if you originally went to my website, it had like a beats tab, then melodic beats, R&B, and then trap beats. But he was telling me, he said he would take off the beats tab and literally just go to my beats and organize them by sound to the best of my ability with the tabs I already have. Because he said with my tabs, you had to scroll over, so it kind of like went off the page and it just is not as mobile friendly. Which I didn't really look at, to be honest. Like I looked at it, but I guess I was like, oh, whatever. But
Yeah, it's
now
something you
I
didn't think
have stuff.
about.
Yes, now I have it split up where it has the melodic beats, R&B, and then it has trap. Because again, those are like the main, R&B and trap are kind of the main genres people ask me about to begin with. You know what I mean? And then melodic is kind of my sound. Like, I do a lot of melodic shit. So, you know, if you're looking specifically just for melodic beats and you don't really care too much about genre. And so I think he said that'll actually help people so that, because he said if you have it how I did have it, where it was just the beats, right? He said people are just going to kind of listen around, but it might get confusing from the standpoint of like, it's just a bunch of beats, so you're just going to keep scrolling. And if you're a first time customer, you know what I mean? If you know what you're looking for, but you've never been to my site, you know what I'm saying? But now if you're like, look at these sections, you know what you should hear. You know what I'm saying? So if you go to the R&B section, you're not going to fucking hear a trap beat. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to specifically hear. So, but it's little things. It's little shit. And we even talked about, I feel like I'm dropping the sauce, but I mean, it's not necessarily, I moved up my major production credits again before my Q&A. He said only because, to be honest, people have such a short attention span. If they see all the, even if it's a Q&A and it's supposed to be helpful, he said people will probably see that and just get it. Like, it's too much fucking reading. So, but he said if you have the major production credits, that's going to keep him in jail. Like, oh, okay, he's actually doing something. And then also, changed up the thing on the Q&A, changed up the, he also gave me some tips in regards to my emails, which, you know, I've been doing a lot of email marketing and stuff like that. But he was like, have a schedule, which is something that, like, I do upload beats every day, but he told me, like, actually tell your email list when you're going to upload beats. He said he suggests 3 times a week. He said 2 if it's too much, but I said, no, I got enough time in the world to, you know, I do that. He's like, 3 times a week at least to let people know, like, hey, I'm going to be uploading beats. And then he said, don't fucking tell them when you upload a beat. He said, once you tell people your fucking schedule, like, hey, this is what's happening, people are going to naturally, but he said, give them value in the emails only. So don't be like, oh, I got a new beat. Oh, I got a new beat. Because one, that's just annoying. It's just going to be annoying. He's like, give value to your email subscribers. So if I'm giving tips or if I'm, and I like, man, that's such a different frame of mind. You know what I mean? Instead of like, and it's just stuff that we like talked about, you know, here and there, but like I've implemented kind of, but not like fully. I feel like, but actually changing the process of like having an upload schedule will help with my organization. And because he said, you know, the sales that he's doing well, you know, I'll just put that he's doing well. And the thing that I like is it's just, like I said, it's minor things, right? Because he said, other than that, I mean, he's like, fucking great, you know what I mean? Whatever, like, you know, but he said it's honestly a lot of times the little things that people don't really think about, or they do think about, but aren't, they're like, oh, well, maybe this is something I need to implement. But he said, once you implement them, they can make a major effect, you know, on your business. So, you know, cause I told him we do the live reviews and I said, I send out that email. He's like, yeah. He's like, you gotta get more value. He's like, you gotta give them more value than that. Cause that's like one thing during the whole week. And then the rest of you like, check out my fucking beats. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's minor stuff like that that I'm definitely, so that's my mission for today is, I've already organized the beats. Cause you know, once I get an idea popping, so I've already organized it. I actually took down one of the links because I had where it said on my website where it said about me membership and then mobile store, but I took off the mobile store thing because I'm like, if you're already on your fucking phone, I feel like that'd be kind of confusing anyway because you're like, well, what the fuck is this, you know, they, what is this? You know, so I just have the about me section and then membership you know on there so that they can, which, you know, I'm kind of even thinking about if I even need an about me section. But I've heard back and forth. What do you think, Simon, as far as an about me? Do you think that's necessary?
Not really, not anymore, because
if people know
what you are, because even my website's literally just, I think there might be a bio on there, but we try to, if you do anything, like, keep it short, like, I'm a producer, writer, this, that.
Would you have it as a separate link? Do you have a separate link?
Yeah, it's just a tab. But my website's literally my face and like 4 tabs.
Yeah, because I have it at the top, if that makes sense. Like, I have where it says about me and then membership at the top of the player. But do you think maybe I should move that down, or is that
okay? Maybe so. I mean, I think if people come there, they already know what you do.
Well, that's true.
But I would say anyway, we gotta close out. But if people want to, because we can talk after this. But yes. If people do want to go to your website,
check out miniproducer.com, because I updated the colors and I updated some of the stuff on there. So check it out. And then you can keep up with me, miniproducer, on all social media except for TikTok, which is miniproducer official. I also go on Twitch during the week on Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. That's what I could think of. Oh, and yeah, Simon and I, we go live at 7 p.m. on every Thursday for a live review. And we got something special coming up on the month of March that we're very pumped for, but we won't talk about it until next week. I think next week we'll be able to talk about it. Yeah, okay. So either way, Simon, what about you? Where can they keep up with you at?
They can find me everywhere. Simon Illa, S-I-M-O-N-I-L-L-A. Anywhere from TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, MySpace, Black Planet. Okay.
Black Planet.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm everywhere on everything.
That's good, though.
And anyway, as we said in the beginning, though, this podcast is brought to you via the Zoom app, via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to get the desktop app, or you can get the app on your phone, whatever smart device you're using. Record, edit, distribute your own podcast. Who produces this thing?
Just Alchemy LLC.
That is right. So this has been fun. It's good. It's always good to catch up with you. Yeah. So I'm sure we end up chopping it up way more after this. So anyway, y'all out there, thanks for listening, and spread this to the world.
Spread the goodness.
Dear friends, and of course, we have no enemies. So until next time, this is Simon Ello.
This is Jay.
We're out. Peace.
Peace.